Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. Well, we've apparently skipped spring this year and have gone straight to summer. The weather is heating up, and here at Pebbles of Truth, we're set to begin a month-long series that we're calling Parenting Through the Summertime Attractions. And back with me this week is one of my colleagues here at House on the Rock, Scott Phillips. And Scott, I imagine that when most people hear the phrase summertime attraction, they think of the amusement parks or the tourist stops or things like that, but I'm guessing that there is another meaning there as well.
Well, you're right. We certainly live in an area with plenty to do in the summertime, but if you're a parent of a preteen or a teenager, summer will also involve planning for and dealing with another more powerful attraction, and that's the physical attraction between young men and women.
And Scott, when we add to that powerful hormonal chemistry the current fashion trend of covering less and showing more, it's easy to see why parents are concerned about modesty and purity, and they pretty much have their work cut out for them.
You're right about that. Parents definitely need to pray and think about how they're going to shepherd their children through this wardrobe wilderness. It's not an easy task, even for the most trendy of parent. These issues of modesty and appearance can become a powerful parent trap, an area of disagreement between you and your kids that quickly escalate into a daily battle.
Well, Scott, why don't we focus our thoughts this week on how this issue impacts our daughters, and next week we'll talk about our sons and their fashions.
All right, that sounds good. You know, for ladies, 1 Peter 3, verses 3 to 4 says that your beauty should not come from outward adornments such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Mm-hmm. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. So this issue isn't exactly a new phenomenon. It obviously was a concern back in Peter's time as well. So we need to start by helping our daughters understand the truth of this verse.
And this truth is found throughout scriptures as well. In 1 Timothy 2, Paul instructs that women should dress modestly with decency and propriety. So knowing that modesty is something that's important to God, how can we as parents help that value become important to our daughters?
Well, I think that the teaching begins with dressing the way you want your kids to look. Your appearance should model the modesty you want to see in your children's wardrobes. Mm-hmm. We underestimate the power of modeling sometime. A mother's appearance, for example, is a statement to both her sons and her daughters about her character and her values as a woman. Moms need to be especially careful in how they dress. She should ask herself, is the outfit too masculine, too provocative, too trendy, too dowdy, or too flashy, for example?
And along with that, Scott, I believe that we also need to model appropriate gender behaviors as well. For example, do we compliment our wives on their dress in front of our children, which helps to reinforce the concept of biblical beauty that we see in the scriptures? Do we steal that extra glance at a provocatively dressed lady at the beach, guys? Our children see and process all those types of actions to develop their own sense of what is appropriate.
Yeah, you're right, Captain. One of the challenges with the area of modesty is that there is a wide difference of opinion on what is considered appropriate, even within a church. One family may, for example, decide that a dress with spaghetti straps isn't appropriate, while another in the church may not have that same concern. You can imagine where the conversation with the daughter is headed.
Sure, it's the old, but their daughter is allowed to
argument. Right, exactly. So I think if we focus on the negative in those conversations, like saying, no, you can't wear that, we're only going to harden our daughter's heart. So instead, we need to focus on the positive, and we're going to need to be creative, but ask them to dream about the kind of guy they want to be with and what kind of message about themselves they want to send to the people with the way they dress. And encourage them to embrace the inner beauty that the Bible talks about.
Well, that's a great point, Scott. And another way that we can be positive in our conversations is to remind our daughters that they're beautiful. Focusing in on their outer beauty is simply too powerful for the young guys around them.
Absolutely, and that's why next week we'll talk about the other side of this issue, and that's what we need to be teaching our sons about modesty.
Well, we'll look forward to that, Scott. But before we close, I want to remind our listeners of our upcoming mini-golf event that we're holding at the Village Greens in Strasburg on Father's Day weekend. It's a great event for the whole family and would make a great Father's Day gift for Dad. So check out our website, pebblesoftruth.com, for more information. So until next week, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.